Yesterday we were introduced to...
That wasn't on recording, right?
No.
Okay.
That would have been great.
Yes, yeah, Shkoyach.
All right. Are we going to run that back?
Not a chance. I don't even know what I just said. Rabbi Isai, the beginning of this run is defending the Rif, who just dropped a bombshell yesterday. The Rif just changed Maseches Gittin. Like, if I were you, I would just be like, "Holy wow, I'm like, mamish, like, learning a new Masech." Like, the Rif just changed the game. Rabbi Elazar is a brand new Shita. Like, I would mamish take this Thanksgiving weekend that I have some extra time and I would pound it. Pound it, pound it, pound it. So comes along the Rabbeinu Ephraim and he says, "I don't like this Rif." What did the Rif say? The Rif proved from a few different rayas that when Rabbi Elazar says Edom Esir Karsi, that's an option. That's an option. But it's not the only option. And therefore, you're going to have proof that certain times the chasimas also will be problematic, also in the world of Rabbi Elazar. And that's how the Ran starts off. Habiyoideh. Sh'Rabbeinu Ephraim Talmido Zal Cholek Olav. Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud of the Rif, disagrees with the Rif. Midamrinu Mechol Duchta, from the fact that it says in every place, the Rabbi Elazar Sover Edim Asira Karsi. Lo Amrinu Mishum Duchta, Af Edim Asira. From one word, the Rabbeinu Ephraim said that the Rif is wrong, because according to the Rif's analysis, it should not say Rabbi Elazar Sover Edim Asira Karsi. It should really say Rabbi Elazar Sover Af Edim Asira Karsi. If you don't have a Gemara, Rabbi Isai, it's a waste of time. You mamish should get a Gemara, you're just going to tune out to what I'm saying. I'm telling you, I'm reading through the Ran over here. I would go into the base medrash and try to get one. Vaiter. Af Edim Asira Karsi. Mashma. Didafka Edim Asira Kamar. Only Edim Asira Karsi. So what did we say yesterday? So Jonah had a suggestion that perhaps the defense for the Rif of the Taina of Rabbeinu Ephraim, why it doesn't say Af, is because even the Rif agrees that L'chadchila you should rely on Edim Asira. So maybe it doesn't say Af because that would connote that it's equating the two. Good. I like it. It was an interesting shot. Good. Did Dafke Edim Asira come? Frek the Rabbeinu Ephraim, so what am I going to do with the Rif's Raya? Didn't the Rif have a Raya? What was the Raya, Gilad? That the Gemara says on Lamed Vav, what? That you should sign on again, Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Zok the Rif, if Edei Chasima don't work, then how is that going to be a Tikkun Olam? That's going to be a what? A Kilkul Olam. Why? Because what's going to happen? Now that you're going to start a practice, that you're going to start signing on the Shtar, then what? You're going to come to rely on that. And then you're going to be Matereishas Ishes. You're going to have Mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. Right? So it must be that, says the Rif, that you see from the fact that Chazal said that there should be a Tikkun Olam, right, from signing on the Shtar, that Edei Chasima must work. Right? So Rabbeinu Ephraim has to now deal with that Raya on the Gemara and Lamed Vav. So how's he going to deal with that Raya, right? We're going to start playing ping pong. Who plays ping pong here? Play ping pong. I tried to get my kids a king ping pong table. Someone in the shul... Well, okay, that works. Someone in the shul was giving away a ping pong table and I tried to get it. Posh didn't fit in the car. Didn't fit in the car. There's no way to get it. It wasn't like she couldn't get it. I knew Taima. Mishum dechol eicha di... What?
We're saying that...
I thought you were going to ask about the car. Yeah, what?
We're saying that it has to work by itself.
That's what the Rif's saying.
I'm saying.
So Rabbeinu Ephraim now has to say, wait, what do I do with that Raya? The Rif said, it's not a tikkun, it's a kilkul. Right?
But meaning because
you're going to rely on the Edei Chasima. If the Edei Chasima don't work, like the Rif is suggesting, so then why is this a Tikkun Olam?
But is the Chashash that you're going to rely on Edei Chasima and you're thinking that there were a proper Edei
Chasima? No. That's not what the Rif said. The Rif said you're going to rely on the Edei Chasima alone, right? So you're defending, you're using Tisus, right? That's exactly what the Rabbeinu Ephraim is going to go. Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying, well, wait a second. What? The Rif pulled a fast one on our eyes. Why did the Rif pull a fast one on our eyes? Because I have another alternative. How to learn that Gemara in Edich of Tikkun Olam. Who's my other alternative? Exactly what we introduced in Tosfos on the first day of the Zman. First day of the Sugya. Right? What does he say? That's not a raya that it works. Time of Mishum Dechol Eicha Di'ike Edich HaSima Mistoma Amrinam Be'edim Esira Asal Yada. Who's that? Who's that sound like, Rabbi Yisai? Who's that sound like, Rabbi Yisai? Who's that sound like, Rabbi Yisai? Tosus. Right? That what? That the Eidei Chasima and the Tikkun HaOlam are a riot to the Eidei, that there were Eidei Mesira. What's the Lashon of Tosus, Rabbi Yisai? Mistama Akol Behechshir Naseh. So Dr. Rina Ephraim, that's the Tikkun. That now the wife doesn't have to schlep and get Eidei Mesira anytime she wants to get married. There's a Tikkun out of this, right? Why? But if there are no Eidei Chasima, Chashina, we can't let her get married. And that's the Chachme what? Ashkenaz? That's the Chachamim that go with Rabbeinu Ephraim. Good? So far, nothing new. Riff against Taisus, riff against Rabbeinu Ephraim. Good? Now the Ran says, and starts attacking that sheep. That's the Tikkun HaOlam? That's the Vort, Mistama Akol Behechshir Naseh? Says the Ran, that's messed up. Why? B'loi Nihira, I don't like it. It doesn't, what's Nihira, Rabbi Yisai? It's not clear, it's not illuminating. Like Nahor Shraga, right? Sha'al min nismaych b'chazaka zu? Who are you relying on with this chazaka? That what? What chazaka, Rabbi Yisai? What chazaka? That mistama. Mistama it's kosher. And the Eidei Chasima are just acting as a what? As a raya. Basically, the Ran is attacking who? Tosos, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Good. I'm just reading around, Rabbi Yisai. V'loi Nihira. Shal min nismach b'chazaka zu? Im ala Eidei machos min bo. V'aloi heitin koisvin get le'ish v'afal pishein ish de'imo. V'afilin v'didas ayam koisvin. Whoa. You're going to rely on the Eidim? The Eidim can what? The Eidim can sign the shtar and never even met the woman. The Eidim, you're now going to create a chazaka because of Eidim? Zakta Ran, v'noisin lo. So what are you going to tell me? Oh, no. V'ala Baal. Well, there's a chazaka because of the Baal. V'ala Baal gam kein in lismoich. The Baal you can't create a chazaka from. What? The Otu. Listen to this line, Rabbi Yisai. The Otu kol megarish bebe dina megarish. What does that mean? The Otu kol the megarish bebe dina megarish. Any guy who gets divorced, does he go to a bezdin to divorce? I never saw a get in a bezdin. Meaning what? This guy could be an Amar Aretz Sheva Amaratzim. He doesn't know any halachas. What chazaka? Chazaka means that you know you're in a certified place. That there's a hashkacha on things, what's going on. There's Rabbanim, there's Talmidei Chachamim, and the people you're dealing with are going to do things appropriately. Frek the Ran, any guy can be Megarish's wife. It's a pasuk in Kiseitze. Guy gets into a fight with his wife, he gives her a get. Mechatesi that you could assume, because there are Eidim that are Choismen on it, that there are Eidim Mesira there. That's a flop. The Chikol HaMea Aretz. Listen to this. And all Amaratzim, Rabbi Yisai. Yoidin Shaloch Grablaza Begitin. And every Amaretz knows, before you walked into this year, Rabbi Yisai, you never even heard what Eidim Mesira, Eidim Chazima were. Every Amaretz that gets divorced to his wife, he knows that the Allah is like Grablaza. Right? I have a taiva not to be this Amaretz that the Ron's talking about. I have a taiva. And therefore, I'm going to put work in. Same taiva that I do when I do exercise. Same thing, Rabbi Yisai. I don't want to be this guy. I want to know that we pass like Rabbi Lozer. Sorry. Umoser be'edim mesirah shaloi k'derech shtaras, shame the b'saras. Rabbi, you're so harsh. You got to fluff things up. You got to be nice to these boys. No, because then they never get a reality check. Sorry. Umoser be'edim mesirah shaloi k'derech shtaras, shame the b'saras, be'en ole ve'en atzmam. He's going to give a shtar on his own. He's not going to know that the halach is like Rabbi Lozer. Boom. Void. Then the Ran said, everyone got the first attack of the Ran? That's the first attack of the Ran. Right? He just bombed Tosfos. Void. Iisa dechol sheyesh edei chasima. If it's true, that any time what? I have signatures on the shtar. Anu soimchim shebe edei mesira nimsar. That what we could assume that what? That must have been that there were Eidim B'Shas Mesira, which is what who's saying? Tosfos. My haide mefarkina bereish mechilton. What is that that we say at the beginning of the Masechta? Ki boi man hai tana de boi ksiva lishma v'chasim lishma. U'maskinen daf dalet amin alef lo'olam Rav Lozer hi. V'chilo Rav Lozer is a Rav Lozer b'chasim lishma. I'm not translating anything because all the Ron just did was just quoted the last daf and a half that we know from Gimel Mavis to Dal. Who is the town of our Mishnah? And then the Gemara says, "Roder Rablozer Mizayim Toicho Shu Pasul." Shkevin She'en Echshero Ella Machmas Eidim Esira My Mizuyef Mitoicho Iko. What did the Ron just do, Rabbi? Say, asked Arkasha. Thank you, Jonah. The Ron just used the raya that I wanted the riff to use that the riff didn't use, which we tumult yesterday why the riff didn't use it. But the Ron says, if you're going to hold Eidei Chasima, don't what? Don't shaf, Bluestein. If Eidei Chasima don't shaf and all they do is what? They're just a maramukum. They're just a megala. They're just a mestama that what? You had Eidei Mesir B'Shaito, then what? Then what's up kishlugged? Then I don't understand the Gemara about Mesuyev Mitoch. So then why should it blow up the Shtar? Right? So okay, we all have Terutzim. We spoke about it yesterday. Okay, you don't think that line in the Ron is compelling. I got it. But let's first understand what he's doing. He's taking the Raya that I asked you yesterday why the Rif left out, and he uses it as a Hachra against Rabbeinu Ephraim and against the Toises that Mesuyev Mitoch seems to be a Raya that what is actually something that what is workable. Is something that could shaf. That something, Eide Chasima Rabbeisai, I'm going to coin a new term. Eide Chasima according to Rabbi Lozer, instead of Shaf, I'm going to say, are part of Ashvuye Shtara. They make the Shtar. It's not just Eide Mesir. Bishlama Yisagile Rabbi Lozer be Eide Chasima. I understand if you hold, according to Rabbi Lozer, Eide Chasima are what? Are workable, are Shafable, are Ashvuye Shtara dik. Shapir. And then the Gemara makes sense with the Mazuyef Mitocho. Anyone not with me? Shekevin, I love asking that question. Who's going to admit that they're not with me? Shekevin, Shem, Korsim, Bayinon, Sheyichtmu, Lishma, Aval Im, Enech, Shera, Elimish, Shum, Chazaka. But if what? All the Eidei Chasima are what? The dun. Meaning, it's a raya that what? You must add Eidei Mesir and everything is a prop. So, Frek the Ran, so what's the Pshat in the Gemara Mazuyef Mitocho? So that's the first riot. Good? Riot number one.
You repeat the riot?
No. You repeat it.
Just saying that the fact that we have the case of Mizuyev Mitocho shows that...
The fact that we have the case of Mizuyev Mitocho or the fact that Rabbi Abba says Rabbi Lozer is moide... Therefore, Eidei Chasima must work. Because if Eidei Chasima don't work, and all Eidei Chasima do is what?
Just show a raya that it was given.
So then what? Well, so why is that going to blow up a shtar? That's what the Ron said.
Yeah.
So I'm not repeating it. You said it. Right there.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Can I backtrack a lot?
Yeah.
When the Rif is saying Tikkun Olam, it doesn't really make sense. What's he saying? If you sign, then you're going to come to rely on it. What are you signing for in the first place, according to the Rif? What's his concern?
His concern is, if you hold on the tzad that Eidei Chasima don't work, like Taisus,
So
then his concern is that you're going to sign as a Raya, and then
so
you're never going to have Eidei Mesira.
He holds your signing.
No, he doesn't hold like that. No.
See, he holds theoretically you could sign as a Raya.
Yeah, but why are you doing that? Meaning he says, Elamai Zetman Funda, that the Gemara meant only this. And that's the only.
He's suggesting the Raya would make sense, but the issue is you're going to come to rely on it?
Yeah. Right. And therefore it makes no sense.
And so from the fact that Eidei Chasima can be Mizuyef Mitocho means that. They also
chop the egg. Yeah. Which is exactly what I asked why the Rif didn't bring that yesterday. So the Ron does.
On what Jeremy asked?
Yeah.
So what's the problem of coming to rely on this Raya? If you hold it's a valid Raya, it's a valid Raya. So.
No, because the Rif holds that this is going to create a matzah that you're never going to get it. People are not going to know and they're never going to get Eidei Mesira in the first place. So you're going to be matzah in Eish HaZish. That's the problem. Right. Rabbi Isai.
Isn't the riff saying on that that you don't actually know the Eidei Chasima don't actually prove anything because the Eidei Chasima don't know the Eidei Mesiu? He's saying it's not actual tikkun because they didn't.
Right, and if you would hold, you need Eidei Mesiu, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Good. So therefore, it must be that works. Then the Ran has another raya that the riff never brought. So he's loading up with more rayas Keneged Rabbeinu Ephraim / Tosis to defend the Rif Shita. Good? I love this. Geshmak. Let's go back to the Gemara and Gimel Mabes. What was the Mishnah? The Halai Poli Begitin Gittin Psumim. The Gemara Mishnah has three Gittin that are Pasal. That what? That are Pasal what? Durabanan. And Rabbi Elazar in the end of the Mishnah says, also, if there are no Eidim, what? Then, but it's kosher if you have Eidim Seer. That's the end of the Mishnah. Good? The Halai Polig Beginu Gittin Psumim Shem Nisis Avlad Kosher El Demekel Tfei. How do you learn that Mishnah, Rabbi Isai? Turn to Gimel Mabez. Don't actually, if you lose the spot. Turn to Gimel Mabez, Rabbi Isai. How do you learn the end of that Mishnah? That sugya. Rabbi Elazar says, even without Eidim, what? As long as you pass him in front of Eidim. Is that the only thing Rabbi Elazar says? Or no, says the Ran. The push-up shot is, Rabbi Elazar was being maskim to everything that was initially presented. But Rabbi Elazar even says, and by the way, you want to talk coolest? I'll tell you even something that's going to one-up everything. That if you have no Eidim Bechlal, if you have Eidim Asira, it's good. Which Rabbi Meir won't be maskim to. Frak the Ran, what? So Rabbi Elazar was moided to everything in the beginning half of the Gimel Gittin Psulim? That's only Pasul Medir Abana? Guess what that means? Guess what that means? Zok the Ran. El demekot favor amr shim nasa la b'fnei edim kosher v'tanakama b'loy edim asira ayri. I don't understand. The three examples of the Tanakama were with what? Were with no edim asira. And yet Rabbi Elazar is what? Is being mekel tfei, Zokteran. Means, I could speak that language, I could buy into those cases, but I could actually have an additional case that's kuladik. The kapolig alo Rabbi Elazar, lekula. Niktoni afal pisha ain alov, loiktoni Rabbi Elazar, oimer. Why didn't the, if you're going to tell me no, it's not true, I don't learn like you, maybe Rabbi Elazar argues on the entire Mishnah, so why doesn't it just say, Rabbi Elazar Oimer, meaning introduce a brand new shita. Mashmos is he bought into everything that was presented at the beginning, and he's being moisif nachakula. In thus a little bit they ate him kosher. Vim lav posel. Vavlad mamzer. I'm a mashpah. The Rabbi Elazar nami. So it's mashpah from the Gemara Elaine, Rabbi said, from the Gittin Daf Gimel on the base. That Rabbi Elazar what buys into Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima sagla. Good. Everyone good. Rabbi said. Yeah, Gila.
Do we say that Rabbi Elazar holds that the cases on Pevo is the Chafira?
Which case?
Of the Tanakhama, if we get him to it. Like, he argued on it since he said Kasher, they're all the Chafira.
But which part of the Gemara?
The three guys that Kasher Yadav.
Yeah, yeah. Where did we say that it's Kasher Lechafira?
Since Rabbi Elazar says Kasher, like
with the thing with the no, that was in a case where you have Eidei Mesira. No. That our Gemara and Gimel Mabez that says Kasher.
Yeah.
So the Gemara said that was just a raya that you don't need Ksiva Lishma according to Rabbi Elazar because it was Kasher Lechatchila. In that case,
I thought it was Rabbi Elazar arguing on the Tanakhama and saying these cases aren't possible. They're bottom and they're
no, no, they're right, so. No. I think the Gemara was just bringing a raya. The fact that Rabbi Elazar said Kasher. Right?
Yeah.
Is that Rabbi Elazar, don't tell me that Rabbi Elazar is the one who says you need ksiva on a level of Durabana Lishma. That's not true. Yeah. That was the whole machlokes is Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rashi. Yeah. How do you medaik it? Yeah.
But if he's really agreeing to the other cases
that they're only possible in Durabanan,
then they do work on
the work on a level of Duraisa. That's the Ran's Raya. Exactly.
But then how is it, how do you read the Gemara then?
I'm being moisiv and mekel tfei. That what? That this case with Eidei Mesira is kosher, and Zokt Rashi and Zokt Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rashi Kasha L'Chadchila.
No,
don't tell me that Rabbi Elazar holds unique Siva L'Shma.
It works still.
Avad. Zokt Gemara Va'oid Nacharaya. Again, Nacharaya that the Rif didn't bring, which is interesting. This is the way you got to learn this around. He's going within the same wavelength of the Rif. He's defending the Rif from the Rabbeinu Ephraim / Artosis, but he's saying what? I'm actually going to pound it. I'm going to pound more Raya's. So it's, if one would analyze this, one would have to think about, well, why didn't the Rif bring these Raya's? That's what I started the conversation yesterday, right? Why didn't the Rif bring the Raya from Gimel and Beis? Now he's going to bring another Raya. Va'oid. Va'oid, third line in the second column. Rabbi Isai, how do we start this sugya? How does Taisus start? The whole entire discussion the Rishonim start with, Rabbi Isai, is it Dafka Gittin, or like Rabbi Elazar, is it even other Shtaris, right? So let's entertain. So Taisus says Lav Dafka, right? But you know when there are Shitas like that, Rabbi Isai, there are obviously going to be people that are going to split, right? And we even pointed out that this is a machlokes amoraim in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel, about whether or not you pass like Rabbi Elazar by all shtaris or not. And that's what the Rishonim are going to bring rayas to in other places in Shas, like Sanhedrin, like fine, maybe yes shtaris, but this mashmos, the pashup shat mashmos of this Gemara is that what? Is that it's only Gittin, right? Which actually happens to be the lashon of the Rif. The Rif says we paskin like Rabbi Elazar, where the Gittin happens to be the Ramban thinks he didn't mean like kind of like Taisus says, but at face value it sounds like there's a viable option to go with the lashon of our Gemara and only paskin like Rabbi Elazar the Gittin, which would mean what? Who are you paskin like by other staros? Who? Rabbi Meir, Shmuel, right? Yeah. Hechipas. Heche paskinan kavase begitten, avalei b'shtaris. Says the Ran, I don't get that split. How do you have your cake and eat it too? How can you tell me that you accept the lumdus of Rabbi Elazar, and then we're just saying it by gitten and not by other stars? Manushal, let's break this down. The kevan de ede chasima psulim begitten. If you tell me that what? Signing a get does not shaf a star, ashvu yishtar. It doesn't make shtaris. So then what? Frekteran. Seheach nashirim b'shtaris ba'alm. So then why suddenly do things change by other stars? A star is a star, man. A star is a star whether your context is a get, your context is a marriage, or your context is to buy a real estate, piece of real estate. Star is a star. Mechanics of a star shouldn't change. This makes no sense, frek the Ran. Bishloma, as the Ran says. So what are you going to ask against the Rif? Yeah, so what is the split? The Rif himself said, Hilchus HaKavose Begitten, says the Ran, I got no problems with that. Bishloma Iyamrinon, Rabbi Elazar, it's such a joke, this Ran. It's easy, it's a breeze. Bishloma Iyamrinon, Rabbi Elazar, Boi, Nami Mahani, Edi Chasima. Ran, and this is a little tricky what he means, the Kaima Laraya. He's saying that when it comes to buying real estate, when it comes to Dine Mominis, so I need the Shtar to do the Kinyan, but I also need the Shtar to also act as a proof to stick around for years to come to show that, demonstrate that I'm the owner. So now I can understand what. Oh, I could paskin like Rabbi Elazar, but I need Rabbi Meir, what? Which is not so opposed to Rabbi Elazar in Shar Shtaris, because the Shtar is going to be needed for many years to come when it comes to real estate. But if you hold that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir are diametrically opposed, and they don't, lo karov zel zed, they don't hold of each other at all, and Rabbi Elazar holds only Eidei Mesira, so now you have a weird phenomenon. Now you're going to have shtaros, which need to last, be lasting, and gittin, that are working entirely different, Zakhtaran. That makes no sense. If that would be the situation, then the split between shtaros and between gittin wouldn't really make sense. Aval iye de chasima psulim be gittin, lami yuk sheirim b'shtaros. So how could you have that split? Va'oid raya, another proof, midasanya lekamon, from the fact that it says later on. Now the Ran is about to brush bring sugya after sugya after sugya, that the Gemara is talking about the relevance of what? The way the Edim signed the Shtar. So now the Ran's just saying one simple idea. Are you going to tell me that each and every one of these sugyas that talk about the way the Edim signed on this document are all a Liba de who? Are all a Liba de Rameir? And the Gemara never said that? You know, we know a Gemara that the Mishnah says, who is this going according to? And the Gemara kvetched away and said, it can't be according to Rabbi Elazar. And it needed to say and make the point that it's only going to Rabbi Meir. That's the Gemara with the Shnei Gittin that got mixed up. And the Gemara makes a point to say, this is only Rabbi Meir and not Rabbi Elazar, right? Says the Ran, but all of these Gemaras that I'm about to present to you are not. The Gemara never goes out of its way to say, it's only Aliba to Rabbi Meir. Which gives you the what? Which gives you the inkling that what? That according to Rabbi Elazar, even he, chasimas, could make a difference and must be like the Rish Shita. Now I'm going to go fast. Void Raimi designed to come up. Some of Hoyakos of Typhus, Behol Echad Bechad. If I eat them, Lamata, Esaidim Nikron, Nimor Star, Ima Esaidim Nikron Bistar, Clumber Vidach Possel, Tanan, Nami Kosu, Edim Rosh Hadaf. Omenatad, Omeachar, Viget, Pasha, Possel, all these situations where they signed in different ways. Hik of Rosh, they folded it over. Shalzevitzer, Ad Rosh Zeh, Vaidim, Behem, Sushim, Behem, Psulim, Umash, Mavad, the Kolhani, Lar Blazer, Im Nasna, Behem, Messirik, Sheirim. Why are you talking about Hasimas in the world of Reblazer? So you see a raya brura that the Rebbe Elazar, that Rambam is applying this to Rebbe Elazar Shito, he paskins like, and if you're going to tell me that according to Rebbe Elazar, now you have all these sugyas, stamishnayis, all these sugyas, that what we were just handling and going back and forth about, and it's all in the world of Rabbi Meir, can't be. Because if, according to Rabbi Elazar, the only thing to talk about is Edim Mesira, so then Avada, all these things are kosher. What does the Chasima make a difference? Who cares if they wrote up the Rosh Adaf? Or they folded it like this. Even if they sign it in the best way possible. Rabbi Elazar apostle. According to Rabbi Elazar, you're missing the Atzim Karsi. You're missing the Ashwi Yishtara. You're missing the what? The Eidei? Mesira. Zetman Fendal. You see that Rabbi Elazar holds that there must be another option. Havali Machlok is Vachar Kistam, Ve'en Aloch Kistam. V'chi Ichbol Kol Hani Amoroi B'gmara L'midchi Listam Astisen. All of these Amoroim that are discussing this or what? Are handling something that what? That we're saying it's a machlekes v'achar stam, that the halach is not like the stam, so why are they talking about it? Because with the halach is, whenever there's a machlekes v'achar stam, the halach is not like the stam Mishnah. So why are they tumulting about it? Why are they wasting their time? Elamai, everybody say, what's the vart? You see from the fact that the Gemara and the Omarim are tumulting, that what? It's not a machlekes v'achar stam. That stam could also be within Rebbe Elazar. Pashit, Dvarim Peshut. Veloyoid. Nacharei. How many we have now?
Six
total. But additional four? Veloyoid. You'll count it over Thanksgiving when they're bringing out the turkey. Veloyoid. El demet minon bigamara alei de Rabbi Yochanan. Dekamar afilu reach haget ein boy. The Gemara asks on Pevam Beis, Rabbi Yochanan makes a statement that there's not even a Reach HaGet. Right? What's the case that he's talking about? Any remember? What's the case on Pevam Beis? Afilu Reach HaGet, Embo. Where does Rabbi Yochanan make that statement, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, here. Rabbi Elazar Amar Afalpi. Amar Avida Amar Rav Alach Lugar Blazav Gittin Kiyomis Gamei De Shmuel Amar Rav Pishtars Rav Tzav Pishtars Lo Pala Rav Yana Afila Reach Aged Ein Bo Right. If there are no Eidim, right? And the Gemara says, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that? The Pabara Parchinon, Rabbi Yochanan saying, I feel Reach Aged Ein Bo, Lame Rabbi Yochanan Leslie Dura Blazer? Wait, where's that? Oh, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Reach Aged Ein Bo, right? Lema Rabbi Yochanan Leslie Dura Blazer? What's the case over here? Rablazer, I'm after Bishain of Adam, El Shasel of the Adam, Kasher, Begoy, and Chosmish Bodham. Shane and the Chosm Laget, Elam de Tignoilam. Zakta Gemara. No. If there are Adam, Adam is Sira. Rabbi Yochanan says, no Adam Chasima. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no Reach Aged in such a matzav. It's nothing. By the way, what's a Reach Aged? Oh, is that what you just asked?
Yeah.
Oh. Reach Aged is an important thing. Reach Aged means it's not a good get, but the Gemara says if there was a Reach Aged, it has a Shmeks Aged. Shmeks Aged. What does Shmeks Aged have enough community for? She can't marry a coin anymore. It's enough of a get to be... She's an Ashes Ish, but she can't marry a coin.
She can't marry anyone.
No. Let's say you had a Reach Aged, it was a bad get, then the husband dies. She can marry a kohen. So she can't if she's episim megureshes. Episim. You realize I can't say half my shir if I don't speak in Yiddish. Shmeks. How am I going to translate Reach Aged? Let's do this in English translation. It doesn't have the fragrance of a get. What does that do for me? It's Gerish and Dick. It's Gerish and Dick. It schmecks get, but it's not a get. She's an ish. If you stay.
Doesn't that just mean the get doesn't stay. Work?
No, it doesn't mean that a get doesn't work. It means it works legabe kahuna, but the get's bad.
Yeah, but that means that if the husband dies and the get didn't work, then the result's the same.
Wrong. She can't marry a koyin. Weiter.
Just in Reach Aged, what happens if she...
1 second, we're not learning Reach Aged.
No.
I don't want to talk about this. Sorry. I know, I apologize, but I just don't want to lose a moment. I don't want to talk about Reach Aged.
I just don't get a case for
it. We didn't say it yet. In a case where there were only Eidim Asira, Rabbi Yochanan made a statement, that's garnished. It's not even the what? The Reach Aged. It's not even no Reach Aged.
Who said that?
Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara asks on that, Rabbi Yochanan, you don't hold the Reblazer? Rabbi Yochanan, you don't hold the Reblazer? Lema Rabbi Yochanan Leslie the Reblazer. The Gemara says, "Marfraginin Hachkamer the Rabbanan Afilu Reach Aged Ein Bo." No. He didn't want to mess with the Reblazer. Gemara answers what? He was talking Alibi the Rabbanan, the Choylik on Reblazer. It's not even a Reach Aged because what? You don't have Eidei Chasima, and all you have is Eidei Masir or Meir. Let's call it Meir. It's not. Not necessarily Rav Meir, as we know from last sugya, because of Rashi there, but the non-Rav Elazar Shita. Good? This not mess these into like Rav Elazar. My mitmina and the Rav Yochanan Leslie the Rav Elazar. Well, if you're going to say Stam Mishnah is not like Rav Elazar, like we're suggesting, so why was the Gemara like, Zevi, why was the Gemara like, you're messing with Rav Elazar? Rav Yochanan, who's an Amira, you don't hold like Rav Elazar? Yeah, I don't hold like Rav Elazar. There's a Stam Mishnah why I like a Rav Elazar. I have Stam Mishnah supporting it. But yet the what? The jargon of the Gemara is what? Nobody messes with Rav Elazar. Nobody. Rabbi Yochanan, you're starting up with Rav Elazar? What are you, nuts? You're gonna be taken to an alley. They're gonna take care of you. Rabbi Yochanan, what are you, crazy? Everybody says, that's the Ron's doing. Like, what's the nus? Problem is you're all sleeping, but you have to bring this back into the back alley. You're going to get beat up, Rabbi Yochanan. You're messing with real guys. You know why? You know why Rabbi Elazar is a chash of a zach that you shouldn't start up with? Because it's a stam mishnah that fits with Rabbi Elazar. Which means what, Zakhtaran? That the Gemara was understanding that Rabbi Elazar what? obviously approves of Eidei Chasime. Schmuck. That's a run. Don't mess with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan. No, he's backing out. The Rabbanon afil reich lagemen veistam asiz the lake of Rabbi Elazar. My matminon. Why did the Gemara have such a kasha? Did Rabbi Yochanan less like the Rabbi Elazar? Because Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says Allah is kastam mashnisin. Elavadim ikol ani mashma. The Rabbi Elazar nami sagibe de chasime. So you have raya after raya after raya. I could have skipped this, Ron, but I just belted out seven rayas. Why is the Gemara starting up with Rabbi Yochanan in the middle of Pei Vav and Beis and saying, Rabbi Yochanan, what are you, nuts? You don't hold like Rabbi Elazar? So Rabbi Yochanan should have said, what do you mean? I'm the one who holds Halach Kistam Mishnah. If you hold Halach Kistam Mishnah, so why is the Gemara bothered that Halach is not like Rabbi Elazar? Yeah, let Rabbi Yochanan say, yeah, the Stam Mishnah is against Rabbi Elazar. So therefore I didn't side with him, and that's why I'm messing with him. Elamai Zakhtaran, that Stam Mishnah that talked about Eidei Chasima is not only Alibe Rabbi Meir, it's also Alibe Rabbi Elazar. And I don't have a Stam Mishnah that's being Machriya against Rabbi Elazar. Once I don't have a Stam Mishnah that's against Rabbi Elazar, now I can have a Rabbi Yochanan that it makes no sense to start up with Rabbi Elazar because Rabbi Yochanan holds Allah Stam Mishnah. Schmack. The Mishnah on. No. The Mishnah on Pevav. That's what he was talking about. Allah machloik stam the achakach machloik is achakach stam.
What should he have responded?
He's not asking how Rabbi Yochanan should have started. He's asking why the Amoraim are starting up with him. Rabbi Yochanan holds Allah is kastam mishnah. So if the Allah is kastam mishnah was only going to Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir is the only one who holds Avedei Chasima, so then we hold like Allah is kastam mishnah. So why are you bullying Rabbi Yochanan? Why is the Gemara messing with Rabbi Yochanan saying Deloy Kerab Lozer? Zetman Fundal that the Gemara assumed that no, there wasn't a Stam Mishnah against Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Yochanan Shitu says Allah Stam Mishnah makes sense within Rabbi Elazar. That's why the Gemara had a Kasha and Pevav. You're saying not like Rabbi Elazar? That's messed up. And then Rabbi Yochanan backs out. No, I didn't mean that there's no Reach Haget according to everyone. I wasn't trying to say that. I was saying Lefi Rabbanan there's no Reach Haget. Oh, now I'll back out. But the Ron says you got to learn every Havamina. This is why Rabbi Yisai, you can't just jump. You can't learn these Gemaras like a bottom line, you know, like the people want. Bottom line halacha. Well, what's the psak? What do I do? You know, like the halacha. The Rishayim shteled on every line, every bully trap, every stam v'achach machlekes. It's set up raya after raya. This is music, Rabbi. So this is a symphony. This is Isaac Honig. This is music. Good kasha. That was I. You have to deal with every raya. We dealt with the first one, but you have to deal with every raya. What was lacking that the Riff didn't like? And I don't have answers for each one. Yeah.
Well, a few of the rayas are depending upon the fact that it says this is every time. It does not make any sense unless you're going according to the Riff. But if the Riff has problems with that raya in itself.
Which other raya other than Mizrahi Pentofel is that applicable to?
To the fact that we have all these Gemara with the witnesses not on the correct get.
Yeah, okay, fine. The last one.
I hear.
Yeah.
Within all the Rod, almost, I think, all the rise in the Rod, why can we just say that Rabbi Elazar, like what Tosfos says, that he requires both Eidei Nisira and Eidei Chasima?
What's the question?
Why don't we just say that? I think didn't Tosfos say that Rabbi Elazar really holds that you need Eidei Nisira and Eidei Chasima?
No.
He doesn't say that.
No. Either or.
So the fact that we have a Stam Mishnah, me and the Rav know about them, and then we're saying it's not against Rabbi Elazar, and the Stam Mishnahs are also like Rabbi Meir. We're just saying that it's Rabbi Elazar just more meikel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we technically have a Stam Mishnah for Rabbi Meir with Rabbi Yehuda? Since that Mishnah can only be going with Rabbi Meir.
Yeah, but it matters the placement.
Placement of what?
First of all, Abai says Rabbi Yehuda is wrong. So it's irrelevant.
So that's not a Stam Mishnah, by the way?
Within Rabbi Yirmiyah it is, but I don't have to pass like Rabbi Yirmiyah, which I don't. But also, the stam. It also is a stam v'achachachachachachachachachachachachach v'achachachachach stam. So I don't know if that's necessarily going to affect halacha. It all depends on the placement of the stam. What happens after the stam? And was there a machlokas before the stam? That's whole how we're kovei halacha. Was there a machlokas or not? So that's very, very relevant. Rabbi Sai, this is geshmak. These are great rayas for the riff. But what have we been saying, Rabbi Sai? What we're saying is, Rabbi Sai, is that according to Rabbi Lazar, what? You have real kulas. You have what? Two different alternatives. And how to make a get. Right? You can go the root of what? Of Ede Mesira, classic. Or, now we're introducing according to the riff, you could also go Ede Chasim. This is one pshat in the riff. This is going to be the pshat, I didn't put it on the Marmakaimis, of the Ramban. Okay? This long Ramban, the Sefer Aschus, this is what he develops. And the Ran quotes the Ramban, as we're going to see in a second. And I want to just finish this Raya, and then I want to introduce you to Mem Chesem et Aleph. Because that is where Mem Chesem et Aleph, where the Ran gets really interesting. Nothing is really fascinating yet. But here's where things get really interesting. The Ran rejects everything the Ramban says, even within the world of the Rif. And the conversation starts going like this. Elisher B'scharia Alevi, who's B'scharia Alevi? Rabbi B'scharia Alevi or B'zrachia Alevi? I think it's Rabbi B'zrachia Alevi. Who's Rabbi B'zrachia Alevi, Rabbi Yisai? Come on. Who's Rabbi B'zrachia Alevi? The Baal Amor. The Baal Amor attacked the Rif. From where? From another place that Tosfos didn't even bring. Ksubis Daf Tzadi Dalet. What's the Raya? Hikshe Misuga Deperek Misha Yonosui. What was the case? Shnei Shtaros HaYoytzim B'Yoyim Echad. You have two Shtaros that were Yoytze under from the giver, from the gifter, on one day to two different creditors. Two Shtaros that went to two different creditors on the same day. The Rav Amar, what do? We don't know. Who gets the property? Who gets the property? Who got the shtar first? Who gets the collect? Rabbi, this could be a $10 million deal. Who gets it? The same date is in the shtar. Rav Paskin's Yachloku, we don't know. Since it's on the same day, what? Ezra, are you with me? Since it's on the same day, Yachloku, you should split it. Shmuel Omer, and Shmuel says what? Shudu Dedaini. Shudu Dedaini, Rabbi says, a shas topic. Shudu Dedaini means, it's actually Machlokes Rashi Tosfos what it means, but we're going to go with the Mahalach right now, that the Dayanim should try to use their intuition and figure out which one was the creditor that the Baal Din actually meant to give it to, and he gets this property. And they'll use their own svaras, rayas, intuition to try to give it to the right one. But don't, the point is, he doesn't say automatically what? Yachloku. He doesn't say split it. Ramrin and Hossam, and the Gemara qualifies, and that Gemara in Ksubis, listen to what the Gemara says. Rav, that said what? Yachloku, Kreb Meir, he must hold like Reb Meir, that Edei Hasima Karasi, Ushmuel that said what? Shuda, that the Bailim, that the Dayanim should figure it out, hold like who? Reb Lazar, like Edei Mesira. Kloimer, Zakta Balamor, the Ran's quoting. The Reb Meir, the Omer Edei Hasima Karasi, you have to say what? You have to say what? Yachloku. Why? Because if they sign at the same time, Shneim Abbas Echas Nechtavu. Dalloy Kasvinan Shalos. Because we don't write the hours of the get when they signed it. So what do we write? Everyone, the Ksubai signed last night, right? I didn't sign it. I wrote last night, right? The Ksubai, I was in the car for 2.5 hours, because I almost missed the chuppah. I had them write the tanoim without me there, and then Baruch Hashem, the place had an extra tanoim, and then I got there 5 minutes before the chuppah. I did the ksuba. Mamish, crazy traffic. It's nuts. This whole Thanksgiving thing is messed up. Yeah. The kasvinon shows. Right? So the kasvinon shows. So what am I supposed to do? So at the time of the chasima, what's the chasima? I just write the day. I write yesterday. I wrote chof tes mar cheshvin. When on chof tes mar cheshvin? I don't write an hour. So Mamela, what's the only option according to the mayor? Yachloku, split it. We have no rayas one way or the next. But Masha Inkin, Ula Blazer, the Amre Edim Sira Karsi. But according to Rabbi Blazer, that what? According to Rabbi Blazer, that what? That the Edim are at the Mesira. Guess what? One Mesira happened before the other Mesira. We just don't know. So therefore, the Dayan should say, Shoot to the Dayan. I'll try to figure it out. There's something to figure out over here. Well, let's have a second. Nimtzer la'echod koidim l'chaveiro. V'id demar la'ad demar. And if it's one guy's, it's not the other guy's. Umishamachi avdin and shuda. Freck the balamor, what's the kasha? Then if the riff is right, and if according to Blazer, what? Edim Mesira is also Edim Mesira, but it's not only Edim Mesira. Then isador Blazer nami Edim Chasima Karsi. Havalon lamemer lididei nami achleiku. What? We should have said what? That it's Yachloku also according to Rabbi Lazar. Why? Because maybe it was Eid Chasim over here, and maybe we don't write this amount of the shows, so then maybe we should mechuyev to split it. So therefore, the Balamor says the Rai against the Rif from the Gemara in Ksubis. Sadi Dalit. Zok the Ran. Kedam Rino Remeir. Oh, the Ramban comes to the salute to save the Rif. Ramban's al Tiritz. Even though Rabbi Lozer holds Eide Chasima Karsi, Mikomokom Kevin She'ein Koisvin Shos, since the practice is that we don't what? Write the hours of the Shtar, Ein Koinin, the Kinyan only takes place when? Elami Soif Ayoid, at the end of the day. Whatever day you wrote in the Shtar, at the last second of that day, that's when the Kenyan shafts. V'zesha masaloi b'tchila kona mishas mesira. The mesira koina l'shaos. And the one that got it first has to be koina what? Through the mesira, because mesira makes a difference of the hours, and the edim are watching when the mesira was done. Mishmachi ikalamei mershuda. And therefore, you have the option of shuda l'fi Rabbi Lazar. You'll tell me, okay, that makes sense. That what? According to Rabbi Lozer, there's an option of Shuda. Because there's the Eid and Mesira options, which can work within that day, different times during the day, which according to Mary wouldn't be true. But how do you know, asked the Balamor, how do you know that he didn't utilize Eid and Chasima here? So Dr. Ramban, even if he used Eide Chasima, according to Rabbi Lazar, what? The Mesira by Dine Mominus is like Hodos Baldin, and therefore what? Even if I didn't have Eide Mesira there, according to Rabbi Lazar, it would be kind of Lishos. And therefore it works. Because by Dine Mominus, Hodos Baldin Kameya Eidim Dami, and therefore getting the Shar at that time would be as if you have Eide Mesira at that time, no matter what the situation is, even if it only had Eide Chasima inside of it, since it's Dine Mominus, it's as if there are Eidim that are watching the Mesiras Hashtar, and therefore it's Kona L'Shaos, and therefore you have a Machloikas between Rabbi Lazar and Meir. Yishlamer D'le'inyan Dine Mominus Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, so it's as if I have what? Even through Eide Chasima, I have Eide Mesira there, even though they're not actually there, because Holdos Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami, so therefore we can break down the day, even if there wasn't a Zman set in the Shtar. Then the Ramban says it also, the Hainu Shuda, the Amrinan, Hachi Hava, Lepisharotza Lazaka, says Arishan, Vesashani Yita, Love, Divrit Virzal. So therefore, the Ramban thinks, no matter how you slice it, Rabbi Lazar makes sense over there, even if Rabbi Lazar holds Af Ede Mesira Kars. Good? Rabbi Isai, this is the Ramban and the first Mahalach in the Rif. And what I want to bring down to you is after all the dust settles, after all the rayas, after all the tchiyas of the rayas, at the end of the day, Rabbi Lazar holds af. And why doesn't it say af? We'll say like Jonah. But ultimately, it should have said af for our intents and purposes. And there are two tracks. There's Eide Mesira and there's Eide Chasima. And because you hold of Eide Mesira, that's going to affect even when there are Eide Chasima on it. Good? Good. Zokteran, wrong. We misunderstood the Rif's Shita entirely. And this, Rabbeisai, is where I'm going to stop. Because I'm already over time. The Ein Niren Li. The Ran attacks the Ramban. The Ran attacks everything that you understood in the Rif. And now you have to go on in this Ran. Rabbeisai, I would suggest, call your Chavrusas. I would suggest, take this time and work on the Ran. Work on what the Ran's saying, how it works. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to have the rest of these Mar Mekoymes. We're going to have one other set of Mar Mekoymes to really internalize and understand this Ran. And Rabbi Yisai, this is going to change your whole adventure of Maseches Gittin. But keep in mind, Rabbi Yisai, the Ramban yesterday on Pei Vav Amid Beis, that was Madcha the Raya of Tosfos from the Gemara with Rabbi Yirmiyah, is the Ramban that's doing what? Defending the Rif. Halo Davaru. Because the Ramban doesn't buy into Tosfos. Because the Ramban thinks the Rif is right. So he had to knock out that Raya from Rabbi Yirmiyah yesterday in the Chidushin because he wants to support the Rif Shita. But what the Rif is actually saying is now going to be held in question. We're going to have an entirely different shot. And this Ran is mind-boggling. The Ran barely started. Chevro, let's dive in.